Good day, everybody. David Garrett here. Welcome back. Day two of the Daily Dave. And Thursday, January 7th, 2016. How are you? How was your evening? How was your night? Good day. Good morning. It's an early edition, but I'm going to break it up throughout the day because it is kind of covering the entire day. So, real quick. Today, I saw something kind of a little disturbing already right off the gate, and just kind of want to get your feedback or what your thoughts are on it, because you're mine. Periscope again, and it's like things are changing there. They're being very, very fluid, and that's good, especially in its early stage, or not necessarily early stage. It is, it's growing up. And it's not yet entered early adolescence. It's probably like maybe it's starting to enter its tweens. There we go. So, moving on. This thing popped up. And, notification. And it's obviously somebody I follow. But it was just kind of like, really? And it's called, the title of this Periscope is called, 7 Types of People You Should Unfriend on Facebook. Wow. Somebody's actually sitting there right here, right now, as I'm recording this, and they are periscoping that. That's okay. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody's entitled to have their say, and everybody's entitled to title their periscope whatever they want to title it. That's fantastic. The only problem here is that your 7 types are not my 7 types. So maybe the title should be the 7 types of people I unfriend on Facebook. And then again, what does that say about the individual? Well, it limits that person's reach. Because if somebody sits there and says, well, he's talking about me. Why do I want to friend this guy? Maybe I'm a potential client of his, or I'm a potential, I want to hire him, or he wants to hire me. And based on just that alone and what he's producing and what he's promoting on the title alone, because again, people judge books by their cover. So right off the bat, it limits that, and it's just kind of, it got me thinking, well, you know what, I should do a Periscope, the 7 types of people you should unfriend on Periscope. Number one, the one that titles the 7 types of people you should unfriend blank. And again, that's subjective, and it's their opinion versus my opinion versus your opinion, and that's all right. However, in the end, isn't it about trying to collect the right people? So shouldn't it be the 7 types of people you should look for on Facebook? The 7 types of people you should look for on Periscope? That's another idea. Now, you attract more bees with honey than you do with salt or vinegar. Something to think about. Anyway, well, listen, this is the first part of the of today's section, and it's I will continue a little bit later on. And part 2 begins now. Okay, well, today didn't really get to do much as far as adding on to the Daily Dave, so I'm going to go ahead and conclude or close this out for the day. Pretty much the rest of the day was spent training. We're doing training. It was time for some annual review training, basically stuff that, basically is essential to our industry, our field, and what we do every day, the bread and butter. And it's annual review training, security training, privacy training, and ensuring that the staff have a full comprehensive grasp and understanding and knowledge and can actually apply what they were taught, what they learned, and basically that they can continue to do business. It's essential to stay up to date, and not only essential to stay up to date, but it's also essential to keep refreshing the basic core stuff. And what I mean by this is that any organization, no matter what they do, whether they sell staples or staplers, or they make staple removers, it doesn't matter. There are certain things that they need to know that is core, basic functions of the organization. And as a trainer, as the leader, as the individual that's conducting this training and guiding and hopefully sharing your vision with everybody else, and especially if you're the leader, especially if this is your organization, really nobody else should be doing the training unless they are they've been with the organization long enough to understand and fully grasp the mission, the vision, and the intent of the organization. Then they should be able to train others. However, I will still fall back because as the leader,
as the go-to person, as the main guy or gal, you need to be able to stress to them the importance of your vision and what you see the organization and what it does for everybody else, for its customer, both internal and external customers. Now, when somebody, your employee, had been with you for a couple of years, comes back at you with a question that is the basic, core, fundamental way of doing business, and they question that, you definitely have to, perk up your ears a little bit and figure out what's going on that prompted that question. Now, it could just be that they need a refresher, or they've heard others say or give different answers, and that's not a good thing, but that's okay. Because now you know where the problem is, and it's a problem. If they question the basic core function, say, well, we're going to make staple removers, what's the purpose of the work order? Well, there you go. There you go. If they don't know that and they've been with the organization for a couple of years, it's time to ask the question of what's going on. Why are you asking me this question? What's gone on? What's happened? Who said what? And get down to the heart of the matter. It really is that simple. Now, as far as everything else, ask questions, solicit feedback, give a demonstration, an explanation, and if at all possible, give an examination. Test them. Test them on what you taught them, especially if they've got handouts, especially if they've taken notes, especially if you told them to take notes. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with taking notes. You know, that's what they're for, to be used at a later date and time. And if a later date and time happens to be the last 10, 15 minutes of the training session, and you're giving them an examination, well, that's what they're for, because that's what's going to happen the moment they hit the production line, the moment they hit the front lines, the moment they answer the telephone. That's what's going to happen. Well, that's pretty much recapping what I did today. It's just some training, basic core function training. We're next month, we're going to bring them all back in again, and we're going to do a little bit more customer service training. And then we're going to start fine-tuning it and getting things going on. But again, if you've been following me on Snapchat, you see that one of the core things that I talked about this past week is, one of the things I talked about is that we're going to ramp up our training game at the organization, at the company. And we're going to ramp up the training game with everybody. You, anybody that listens, anybody that follows me on Twitter, anybody that follows me on Instagram, anybody and everybody that follows me on Snapchat, Facebook. It's going to be a 360-degree just message and pushing that message out and just talking about, hey, this is why training is so important. Because you know what? It is that important. Well, listen, until tomorrow, I wish you a good evening, a great rest of your day, and a good night. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. Dave out.